chapter 5, turn in our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. We are going to continue on Ephesians chapter 5. If you remember the first session of Ephesians, what we learned is God's order and submission. That's the foundation we have laid here. And we saw that God, after that we saw God's order and submission in marriage, when we saw the first wedding. Then we saw God's order of submission when it came to the wives. And we saw part one, how a wife should submit to her husband as unto the Lord. Then on part two, we saw now role of a wife, you know. And the husband is more like, I said, more like a president, and wife is like a manager in the house, taking care of the home, taking care of the domestic issues, bringing up children in a godly way. Then last time we saw husbands, how husbands should love their wives, and how Christ loved the church. And we saw this kind of love, it's the agape love, it's the highest place that is given. And it's not grounded on physical beauty or anything like that, because if Christ loved the church, what kind of beauty did the church have? The church was naked, miserable, dirty in wicked sins. That's no physical beauty. So we saw this love is not based on riches or physical beauty, but based on agape love, God's unconditional love. And we saw how Christ loved his church and gave himself. So we are going to continue in the same way today. It's like a river flowing without any obstacles. We are going to go with the same flow. And we are going to see from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 33. So Ephesians 5, 25 to 33. Says here, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, meaning in glorious church, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, but just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church.